Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why.
The Euro Millions jackpot is an estimated 65 million euro. Play responsibly, in-store, in-app, or at lottery.ie. The National Lottery. It could be you.
Hello again, you're listening to the news at 1. As you've been hearing, the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has told Israeli leaders in Tel Aviv today that there is an absolute imperative to do more to protect Gaza's civilians and allow humanitarian aid to reach them. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says 126 people were killed in the last 24 hours by the Israeli bombardment, bringing the death toll since the conflict began on October 7th with that incursion into Israel by Hamas to more than 23,000. Elsewhere, the Israeli military said one of its bases was struck by a drone launched from Lebanon this morning. Lucia Elmi is the special representative for Palestine with UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Agency, and she spent the last few days inside Gaza. She told our reporter Fiona Mitchell that the situation on the ground is utterly dire.
What I saw, and the situation is changing by the minute, is there are a large number of displaced communities, and half of them are children who are arriving from the north, but now mostly from the middle area, communities area, where it was the area where people were told to move or evacuate in the first place. Now they've been told to move again and to move to the south. So we have over 1,600,000 people, and again, is increasing and growing by the day, arriving to Rafah. It is a very thin strip of land. It's a city that usually has between 200,000, 300,000 people. So now we have a three-quarter of the entire population of the strip concentrated in a very small area at the Bupin, at the border with Egypt. And half of them are children. So basically 800,000 children living in very dire condition. I saw people cutting down trees and branches, including the electricity poles, to get wood, partly because of the need for cooking material and heating, but also to attach tents and tarpaulins and blankets to build any kind of, you know, emergency shelter. The sanitation conditions are horrendous. We were there and it was still sunny in terms of, you know, the rainy season has not started yet. But as soon as the rain starts, and the months of February and March are going to be terrible, because there is no sewage collection, there is no solid waste, there is very little water available. So you have concentrated people in a very small strip of land and with basically very, very dire access to any kind of resources. We are very concerned about children not only being exposed to the risk of dying because of the conflict, but also because of the burden of diseases, and particularly in those conditions. Last week, to bring in for the first time 600,000 doses of life-saving critical vaccines like polio, measles, tuberculosis, and I visited the health center where those vaccination activities restarted. And what was amazing is to see the queue of parents, mother and fathers, bringing their children who had missed important vaccination over the past 3 months, bringing their children to be vaccinated, bringing their children to get that boost of protection that might make a difference of life or death. It's a drop in the ocean. We need more supplies. We need more access to the population wherever they are, including in the middle area, where now the conflict is intensified, and including in the north, that nobody has been able to reach. And also we really need to have those logistical bottlenecks, those bureaucratic bottlenecks who have created a lot of bottlenecks at the entry of supplies, being lifted and being resolved to really allow large-scale supplies. It's also important that the commercial sector restart operating, because it is unthinkable that the humanitarian community alone can cater for the needs of a population of over 2 million people. So we need the resumption of commercial sector, commercial trucks going in. And I know that a few have started. We have like a handful in the last few days, but we need at least 300 trucks per day to go in from the private sector and resume a little bit of a formal market for people to be able to have access to essential critical supplies.
And that's Lucia Elmi, the UNICEF Special Representative for Palestine, speaking to Fiona Mitchell.